5 feet of their jeep. Philip turned to Chrissy. The light from the fire danced and played across her frightened face. With one hand, he wiped away the sweat that had fallen into his eyes. With the other, he reached out to her. "You okay?" She nodded. He craned his neck to look back up through the windshield. When Chrissy finally spoke, her voice was weak and thin.
Are they still there?"
The light from the fire was so bright it was impossible to see anything in the sky.
"It's too bright," he said. "I can't tell."
He heard the handle to the passenger door move. His eyes shot to Chrissy, who was opening the door and getting out.
"Where are you going?"
"I can't stay in here. I've got to go."
"Chrissy, we're safe in here. At least safer than..."
But Chrissy would not listen.
"I can't stay in here."
She stepped down into the knee-high grass. She tilted her head up toward the sky. Whatever expression she had on her face suddenly froze.
"Philip?"
Her voice was high and far away.
"What? What is it?"
"Philip? They're coming."
"Chrissy, get back inside."
The car pitched violently to the right.
"Philip!"
With a jolt came another light, glaring, powerful, overcoming every shadow, every inch of darkness. But this light was different from the first. It was blue and carried no heat, only power. The vehicle heaved under another impact and began to rock.
"Philip!"
When he spotted her, she was still outside, but clinging to the door with all of her might. Her feet were parallel to the ground and rising. Something was sucking her upward.
"Philip!"
she screamed, terrified. He lunged for her, but the shaking of the car tossed him like a pinball. One minute he'd grabbed her open arm through the window, the next he was thrown to the floorboard. Chrissy's grip on the door had been broken. She was now clinging to the side mirror, screaming hysterically. Philip struggled back up into the seat. He reached out the window and grabbed her wrists, both of them. They were so slick with sweat that he could barely hang on. He could no longer see her legs. They were above her head as she clung to the door, screaming,
"Don't let me go! Don't let me go!"
The car continued to lunge back and forth. For a brief second, their eyes connected. There was no mistaking Chrissy's helpless horror. Adrenaline surged through Philip. He would save her. He would not let her go, not at any cost. Still clinging to her wrists, he pulled himself to her window, but his grip was slipping.
"Hang on," he shouted. "Hang on."
"I can't. Philip, help me."
The car lurched violently. Chrissy screamed as her hands slipped away from the mirror. The pull was too great. Philip could not hang on to her. She slid from his grip and disappeared into the light.
"Chrissy! Chrissy!"
Becca bolted awake in her room. She'd gone to bed early and had barely dropped off when she had a dream. But this wasn't just your run-of-the-mill dream. It was another one of those dreams. She couldn't remember...